Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
The chief executive of JP Morgan has ordered his staff to stop reading emails when other people are talking. This is during the afternoon and the morning meetings. And I know it's something you've all experienced when you're in a meeting and you're talking. And then you look down to see the entire sea of faces all scrolling on their phones. So what are the do's and don'ts of these work meetings? Business coach, mentor, author Padraig O'Malley is with us on the line. Should people put the phones away heading into that meeting?
Absolutely. And good afternoon, Andrea.
How are you?
Interestingly, Andrea, I learned my first lesson in effective meeting management in your own county. It was about 40 years ago.
Right.
I was going to a meeting in McGee's. I was presenting a marketing plan there, and I was so worried about it, I stopped off with my uncle Michael in Bundoran the night before. And I said, look, Michael, I got a big meeting in McGee's tomorrow. How do I best prepare for it, you know? And he brought me over to Joe O'Neill's pub, I always remember, and he put 2 pints up on the counter, and he said, now, Padraig, he said, always remember that a good meeting is like a good pint. It's well poured, it's shared with the right people, and it's finished long before it goes flat. And
brilliant.
I think that's probably applies even now in modern times.
Yeah,
as it did then.
I might steal that. It's a great analogy, yeah. So it's funny today because, like, it's more so now in today's environment. Everybody, look, I'm totally guilty of this, Padraig, myself. I head into every meeting, I have the phone in my hand, and while people are talking, there is no question I will be browsing on the phone or looking at something or checking emails. But JP Morgan's CEO was saying, definitely not put those phones away.
Yeah, look at, you know, I think with fairness, in fairness to Morgan, I think it's important to have that every organization and business thinks through their rules. And that's going to differ for every single business and every different occasion, Andrea. I think what he's done is can be seen as extreme, and it'll work for some and it won't work for others. But I think, you know, the do's of a good meeting still are the same. And I think if you're looking for what are the things to do in a good meeting, you can still go back to Kipling. And Kipling once said that, I kept 6 honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when, where and how and who. And I think if you stick to those 6 things in planning your meetings, I think you'll be able to come up with your own rules and procedures in that, Andrea.
Aisling Owens Nash, who's the head of networking leader for Ireland at Mums and Business International, is with us here too, Padraig, on the line. Do you follow those rules, Aisling?
Well, we're a little bit different, Andrea, and I think context is important. For us, I include time during our events for people to do this kind of thing. So, you know, if they need to reply to a message, they need to reply from an email, that's totally fine, but we have it done at specific times. And I think it's like, sorry, I didn't catch the caller's name at the start, sorry, Padraig, said, it is about context and it is about making sure that everybody understands what to expect. So we're a professional network, we've 400,000 members worldwide. Does every meeting run the same? Absolutely not, because there's different personalities, different cultures in every area that we operate in. But we have a scaffold. We have a scaffolding system there that we sort of follow. But we're professional but informal. And we actually love, and our researcher said that he said no food and no kids. We love having kids there.
Stop.
We love having
food.
You
don't tell people to bring their kids to the meetings, do you, Aisling?
We do. That's how our network runs. And that is why we grew by 50,000 members last year, because children are the best natural networkers in the world. Now, it's very different. We're not in a corporate setting. We're not JP Morgan. That's why I'm saying context does matter. We're not JP Morgan, and we're not running a formal meeting with a CEO sitting there saying, have we got this done? Have we got that done? So context and purpose is really important, you know. But every meeting should have clear communication. It should be collaborative. It should be consultative. And it should invite feedback from people in the room. But if the people in the room are not comfortable, if they're not able to feel like they can have fun and be themselves and say what they need to say, that's when a meeting is not productive. If people are engaged and they know that they can be who they are and say what they need to say without, you know, they need to feel comfortable. They need to feel comfortable to do that. So that's why our events, include food, include fun, include the opportunity to be really good friends with people and build strong relationships. And yes, kids are welcome. They're the best icebreakers. They're the most natural networkers you'll ever meet in the world, because they don't have these preconceptions about what's allowed and what's not. They just get talking.
So, but this is obviously in a setting where these are more organised events, really, Aisling, are they, rather than in...
They're networking events. They're networking meetings for in local areas and local communities focused on local businesses and growing local economies for 2 hours every month.
Okay. Well, what about start times and end times, Pádraig? Because that's the one thing I think a lot of meetings are missing. You know, you should go into the meeting and know, right, there's half an hour in this meeting. We're talking about A, B and C, and then that's it.
Yeah, you're spot on, Andrea. I think refer or defer to the laws of recency and primacy. 80% of everything we hear at meetings is forgotten about in 24 hours. And that in itself is a terrible shame. How you overcome that is being aware that we remember what we hear at the start of a meeting and we remember what we hear at the end of a meeting. And that goes for presentation. It goes for this interview as well. So I would absolutely say if you're to prepare for a good meeting, put 80% of the preparation into the beginning and the ending. It's really, 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 really powerful that, yeah? So those two things in their own will hugely up the engagement and the memory afterwards. I think Aisling has made a great point about being professional but informal. I would even say professional but appropriate. Every meeting has a different context, you know? But the beginning on time and finishing on time is really important.
Do you have any issue, Aisling, with people, you know, maybe munching on their lunch if it's an afternoon meeting, or bringing coffee and chocolate into the...
We intentionally do that. We eat. We break bread together. We converse over food and coffee and cake and, you know, and that's how it feels. It helps people to feel less pressured, particularly if it might be their first time coming to a business event and they have preconceptions that it's going to be all formal and they're anxious. We like people to feel comfortable so that they can relax and be themselves and share appropriately about their businesses. But I am, you know, so we don't have an issue with people eating. We encourage it. But I do agree with Pádraig, you know, start and end times are so important. And what we do say is, and listen, when we're done, so let's say it's from 10 to 12, when we're done at 12, if anybody wants to stay back and continue chatting, that's no problem. And we do, as I said, we have a scaffolding system there. We have stuff that we say at the beginning, we have some stuff that we say in the middle, and we have some stuff that we say at the end. Everything in between, we go with the flow, and we have, you know, if we have a guest speaker, they have their set time to speak at, and we get them to start and finish at the right time. And it becomes a better discussion and a better experience for everybody. And you know what? When people are relaxed and having fun, they're more open and they actually do retain a lot more than if it's too regimented and boring. But again, it's context, right? Yeah.
Too many meetings, I always find. Yeah. Anyway, Aisling, better to try and limit the number of meetings we all have to go to. Aisling Owens Nash, also Pádraig O'Malley, thanks a million to you both for joining us on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.